Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning I have with us Pat Fitzgerald, who is with Weyerhaeuser Corporation. Pat, how are you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, you're not to be confused with the politician that's up there in Chicago, right?
No. Actually, there's much more famous Pat Fitzgeralds here in Chicago than I. We have a football star and a state attorney.
Yeah, that's state attorney. That's the one I was thinking about. He's the one in the news lately. Okay, so you're the national sales manager for Eucalyptus, and you focus primarily on their hardwood flooring sales. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Eucalyptus has a product that they call Liptus. I think that's their brand name, and it's actually a Eucalyptus flooring product. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's Eucalyptus hybrid that we grow in Brazil. And really, Liptus is a registered trademark, and what Liptus really means is it's describing a system of growing and manufacturing and marketing this eucalyptus hybrid wood product.
Okay. And since it's a hardwood product, how does it compare from, just to give a little bit more of a feel to people listening to this, how does eucalyptus or Liptus compare to other hardwood species that are out there?
This tree, in 14 to 16 years when it's selectively harvested, is already about 120 feet tall. From a productivity standpoint, an acre of land in our eucalyptus tree will produce about 11 times more wood than an average acre of land in a natural forest. And, you know, the demand of wood and using wood throughout the home and everything has just gone up so much. This is a way to meet those needs.
All right, so
as far as what the wood looks like, you know, I think myself it has a graining pattern very similar to mahogany and coloring similar to natural cherry.
Okay, so it's got a very exotic or very catchy look to it. And like you say, it's got quite an environmental story. It's also very clear of knots. I mean, you guys do a good job of pruning these trees as they're growing. So this it's the very, very low knots in this product, right?
Absolutely. With the tree is pruned from about year five, mm-hmm. and it is a very, very clean piece of wood.
Okay. And from a hardness standpoint, I know there's some kind of a ball drop test or something like that. It's also pretty hard product, isn't it?
It is about 20% harder than American red oak.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So on the Janka scale, which you're referring to, it comes out to about 1550.
Okay. So it's harder than oak. It looks exotic. It grows very densely, and it grows down in managed forests in what country, did you say?
In Brazil.
In Brazil.
Southern Brazil.
All right. So Pat, there's certainly not any issues with the Lacey Act since it's coming from a managed forest out of Brazil, right?
No, sir. Actually, the Lacey Act really addresses endangered species according to CITES and each country of origin. So absolutely, there is no problem with our eucalyptus trees in Brazil with the Lacey Act.
Okay. Now, how did Weyerhaeuser, which is the company you work for, how did Weyerhaeuser get into this? I mean, you basically are not just in flooring. You're into all kinds of different wood products, aren't you?
Absolutely. Weyerhaeuser has a very rich and long history, over 100 years in the wood products business, you know, predominantly in North America. But as we have grown, we've also taken a look elsewhere in the world where it would make good sense to produce and manage forestry. How do we get involved with the eucalyptus tree down there? That probably started back in the 1980s as our international operations did take a look. And there's a very, very good climate around the entire world that's about 20, 22 acres to either side of the equator that is a very good growing area for trees and forests. And that's kind of what originally started us looking down in those areas.
I see. All right. And so you've been working to grow your market share for Liptus flooring up here. I've seen you at several of the major trade shows, and as I've said before, it's a gorgeous product. One of the ways in this country that you develop your market share is, you know, by getting strong distributors to work with you. And you guys have been working on really building out some strong distribution in the U.S. Didn't you just recently sign a major distributor?
Yes, sir. We signed Mastercraft Flooring Distributors out of Miami, Florida. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, actually, when we started introducing Liptus in the United States in about the year 2000, we were bringing it in not as hardwood flooring, but as lumber and veneer products.
Right.
You know, so that you could make kitchen cabinetry, bookcases, trim, doors, everything out of it. And we really realized about 2002, 2003 that it would make a very good hardwood flooring. So we started producing a solid, three-quarter inch solid hardwood flooring, and that was taken on by several distributors across the northern United States. And then in 2008, we introduced a new engineered wood flooring that would allow us to basically complement our product line and also provide a very viable product into the southern United States. And Mastercraft is one of the first major distributors that have picked it up throughout the Florida and southern Georgia area.
Okay, so and they Mastercraft sells your full line. They have both the solid and the engineered products?
Yes, sir. They have access to our entire line, obviously because of it being in Florida, that the engineered flooring is much more of a popular product, shall we say, given the environment.
Right, because many of the houses in Florida are built on slabs, and the engineered product works better on slab construction, right?
Absolutely. Our engineered, which is a traditional tongue and groove product, is very stable and works very well in their environment for either a floating floor or a glued-out application on a slab home construction.
Yeah. And Liptis can be either light or dark, right, the way you guys produce it?
Yes, sir. Our entire line, actually, we have six pre-finished stains, if you'd like to call that. Everything from a natural, which is very light in color with, you know, some reddish-brown tendencies. And then the stain color, we go all the way to what we could call an earth, which is a very dark purplish color, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for those people that may not be real familiar with the product, from a consumer retail, suggested retail type of price point, where does it fall in relation to some of the other types of wood flooring that are out there?
Well, I think, you know, as compared to, say, some of the exotics that are out there, Santos Mahogany, Tiger Wood, Tempest, it's very comparable, probably in that $6 to $7 range. Okay. In the engineered product. In the solid, probably a little bit less.
Okay.
It varies, you know, depending upon freight and where you are in the country.
Right. So you with Liptis, you're able to get into almost a mahogany, or you also compared it to an exotic cherry look. You're able to get into that for a lot less than if you were getting into that specific type of species, right?
Oh, as compared to mahogany or domestic American cherry, absolutely. Mahogany is becoming, you know, quite scarce, shall we say, and is getting very, very expensive. If you're looking for that mahogany look, Liptis is an excellent alternative.
Yeah. So basically, you're the best of all worlds. You've got an exotic look. It's an extremely hard product. It's got an excellent sustainability and environmental story, and you're working to build out your distribution in the United States, right?
You know what? I think you've hit the big main points there.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, this is one of the truly certified green products, being certified by CERFLOR, and then the PEFC, which is the International Certification Organization. And then I think another unique feature that I would probably add to that list is that Liptis, being an exotic and such a good-looking product, is also available in lumber and veneer. And, you know, even today, there are several large kitchen cabinet manufacturers that are producing Liptis cabinetry. So when you talk about the design element of Liptis flooring and all those points that you just talked about, one I would add is definitely that one.
All right, so you can make your handbag and your shoes match, what you're saying. You can have a floor that matches the cabinet?
Well, in my case, it's my shoes and my belt.
Okay, all right, I hear you. Okay. Well, Pat, I appreciate it. We have been talking to Pat Fitzgerald. He's National Sales Manager, focusing on the hardwood piece of Weyerhaeuser's Liptis business. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.